Sit back, relax, and enjoy this spoiler-free review of Turning Red. Now on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call, and the doors will be closing soon. Please stand clear of the doors.
Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick with the Monorail Tales podcast, and I'm here this evening with a good friend of the show, Christine Mack.
Hiya.
And Christine, you're joining us all the way from where?
Toronto, Canada.
Toronto, Canada. And I think that will be a very interesting and important part of our conversation tonight. And we're going to be talking to Christine because she got to go to a live premiere of the new Pixar movie being released on Disney Plus, Turning Red.
Watching it in the theater as opposed to on Disney Plus was great. And it's a shame that it's not being released in the theater, except I guess in California, but because it's great on the big screen.
Yeah, it's really a bummer because my family, we really like going to the movies, and we haven't seen a family-style movie for a while. We've seen Marvel movies in the theater,
yeah,
you know, since the pandemic. But how long has it been since you've been in a movie theater?
This was the first time since 2019, because I hadn't seen a movie in 2020 before all the lockdowns happened for the pandemic. So the way we got the tickets... my brother's a contributing member to TIFF, which is the Toronto International Film Festival. And he casually sent me an email with that said that he could get tickets. And I said, I hurriedly wrote back to him, said, get the tickets. I would risk anything to go see this movie in a theater. So we messed up and went, and it was fantastic. And it's the first step to getting back into the real world, I think.
Yes.
And it couldn't be better than to start with a Pixar movie.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I saw a preview of it today. It was the first thing I've seen of it. I've tried to avoid it. But just a little bit that I saw, it looks hilarious.
Oh, it is nonstop movement in this movie. It's high energy, it's fast paced, it's funny, and I think a lot of it, and the first thing you notice when you watch it when it first starts is it's not like any other Pixar movie you've ever seen. And just with the way the animation is, and I think it reminds a lot of people of anime too. So
okay.
And the director Domi Shi has already said that one of her big influences in this movie is anime and Sailor Moon.
Okay.
So yeah. It's fun. And you just saw the preview and it's fun. Oh, wow. Wait until you see the rest of the movie.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm really hoping that we're able to watch it this evening. So why would it premiere in Toronto?
This is one of the best things about this movie is that it takes place in Toronto as Toronto. Because there's a lot of filming takes place up here, but it's Toronto's always being portrayed as New York City or Chicago or some other American city. It's never Toronto. And in this case, it actually is Toronto. It's got the Sky Dome, it used to be called Sky Dome back at the time that this movie takes place. It's the Rogers Center now where the Blue Jays play. And it's got... our convenience stores there. Even the garbage cans on the street are Toronto.
Oh, wow. Cans.
The buses, the streetcars.
So there's a lot of attention to the actual details of the city.
Yes. It lots of detail and lots of in jokes about it. Even money. They show the Canadian money, and it's amazing. It's when you're a Canadian watching it, there's a lot of, you have to chuckle at a lot of the stuff that's going on because it's fantastic. The one thing I think is funny is that I spent my weekends as a kid in Chinatown because my grandmother had a house in Chinatown, and so I know Chinatown very well. The area that this Chinatown, at least, it's an area called in Toronto called Dundas and Spadina area, and so they have this area that's animated that looks exactly like that street, except it's not as crowded as it should be, but it's great. Of course, we don't.
So it's
have
kind of like the concept art of Galaxy's Edge or any other Disney thing, where they only have like a smattering of people rather than the whole crowd.
Yeah, it should be way more crowded than it looks, but it looks brilliant, and I think that's why they chose Toronto for the Canadian premiere, and why they even had one. And when they brought the director and the I think the producer, I forget, and they brought three of the cast, Rosalind, well, what's her name? Oh, geez. They brought to Sandra Oh, the actress who plays Mei Lin, and the actress who plays Priya. I'm sorry, I don't remember their names, and I can't pronounce one of their names.
Is it Rosalie?
Rosalie Chiang.
Yeah, Chiang.
And then the girl who's in, who plays Priya, and I really can't pronounce her name.
I would butcher it as well.
Anyway, she's from Mississauga, which is I make it sound like you know where that is. It's a suburb of Toronto, or not a suburb. It's a community just outside of Toronto, and she was there, and she was so funny. She totally called out her grandmother in the audience because her grandmother didn't want the attention, and she totally called her out and said, "I'm embarrassing you. This is it." But she's from the area, and Sandra Oh, of course, is Canadian as well.
Okay. For Sheila's sake, does it show the CN Tower at all?
Oh, the CN Tower's in almost every shot when you see the skyline.
Okay, I know she really wants to see that. So
yeah, well, Sheila's going to have fun with this one too. I mean, the Sky Dome, the CN Tower, the skyline, Chinatown. It's beautifully done. As a nice tribute to Toronto, and I need to watch it again to watch all the to see all the other things that she's put in. I won't say any more about it, because after you see the movie, I'm gonna upload a video of the Q&A, and they talk about what they wanted to do. Put it more scenes in Toronto, but they didn't because they didn't have a 3-hour movie going, so they had to cut scenes. So they had a lot more planned to show off Toronto, but they had to cut them.
I enjoy seeing those, like the bonus clips that they have with DVDs, and that's one thing I think that is missing on a lot of the Disney Plus premieres. You know, you can't buy it doesn't come with the cast commentary or behind the scenes footage a lot of times.
Right. Some of them they have the extra features, but it's not the same. I think with Eternals, but that's a Marvel movie, but Eternals they had I don't know if they had the cast commentary or not. If they had a commentary.
Yeah, they had a making of the Eternals.
Yeah.
What's that?
And there's a making of Turning Red that's on Disney Plus right now, too.
Okay.
I haven't watched that yet, so that should be interesting.
Yeah.
So the
Q&A will be a nice compliment for anybody that watches the movie that they can go back and check that out.
I'll post on the Monorail Tales page.
Okay.
Or somewhere. Somewhere.
Spoiler free, can you give like a basic synopsis of the premise of the movie, I guess?
Sure. It's not a secret that it's about a girl who's turns into a red panda.
Yeah.
when she gets excited. But it's a lot about growing up, hitting puberty. There's a lot of metaphors in this. I won't get into that, but there are a lot of metaphors of girls reaching a certain age. it's a lot about friendship and family. And amazingly, I think it's when you watch it, there are parts where you it's very heartwarming. Let's put it that way. And it's so funny. It's so funny too. I mean, some of the writing and just even the acting, the voice acting is amazing. So and there's a boy band in this. They actually Pixar created this boy band. It's about these teenagers, well, just turned teenagers who have this crush on a boy band. And it's the boy bands of the 90s '90s? I don't know when were boy bands big?
The late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah. So this is when it's supposed to be taking place, actually. It doesn't take place in the present. So the boy band is brilliant. And I've heard that they've actually recorded songs and everything. And it's good. It's great. And when you watch when the boy band appears, it's hilarious.
Yeah. It looks like it's set in 2002, so about 20 years ago.
Yeah. But a lot of it, the boy band reminds me of the phenomenon of BTS right now.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got good. And you'll notice when you watch the film, you'll notice all the, like I said, the anime techniques. You know, in anime, with the big eyes and stuff like that. So, but it's just, it's a simple story when you think about it. It's about a family and a girl. And, you can't get any better than that. As a Chinese Canadian, it's great to watch this because you can see things, and you know, you can see things in it that I think we could all relate to, especially if you're growing up Chinese in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's one thing that we're starting to see more in the movies that are coming out.
Yeah, and
authentic.
Maylin's friends. The school that she goes to. She's great. She's in grade 8, and she goes to this school. And her friends. It's a very diverse friendship that you would see in schools in Toronto, and it's pretty cool. My favorite friend of hers is the character Abby, who's the small Korean girl who's very intense. You'll see what I mean.
So what type of audience would you recommend this movie to?
I think it's meant for 12, 13-year-olds who are reaching puberty, a bit of maturity there. I think the younger kids will think it's funny, but may not understand all the nuances in this movie. Uh-huh. I think it's like any Disney movie. It's got those stuff for the little kids, but in this particular case, I think it's very much for the kids who are about to turn into teenagers.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's also for anybody that has somebody of that age in their life or has been somebody of that age before.
Yes, because it's a lot about the parents. Relationship with their daughter too, especially the mother, who's played by Sandra Oh. So she seems like your typical dragon mom, and then you see other things happening, and she has her dragon mom, and it's not as it seems when you watch it. So
yeah,
lots of
I'm really excited to see how her character comes out because she's such a great actress, anyways.
Yeah. Well, there's a bit in the Q&A that talks about making all kinds of different sounds when you're a voice actress. But then she was their first choice and only choice to play the mom, and they got her because the screenwriter knew her and called her up. So she's the perfect choice for the part.
That's great. I can't wait to go downstairs when we're done recording so I can go watch it this evening.
I watched it early this morning before breakfast.
So it is something that's rewatchable then.
Oh yeah, I think so. I think you miss some things when it happens because you're laughing too hard in some places.
That's always a good endorsement of a movie.
Yeah. Again, it's not like any other Pixar movie I've seen, or even any Disney movie I've seen. It is different. It stands out.
Yeah. I don't know how many of, if you've seen any of the Pixar Spark Shorts, I think is what they're called, that they've had on Disney Plus.
Yes, I've seen some of them. Yeah.
You know, those were put out as being something different. So, you know, maybe this is, you know, kind of what Pixar wants to do to stand out.
Well, I mean, you remember that this director did the Bao short that won the Academy Award.
Oh, yes. That was
Yeah. And that was really different.
Yeah. It was funny and touching at the same time.
Yeah. And I think a little odd, too. So,
yeah. Very odd. But, especially that one part.
And on the strength of that, they gave her this movie and she pitched it. And then to be both Bao and this movie are set in Toronto, right? So, again, that's so neat. There's the California, ice cream soda shop store in Los Angeles and Hollywood had a Turning Red pin exclusive thing yesterday. And one of the pins is a Canadian flag, except instead of the maple leaf in the middle, it's the red panda.
Oh, fun. So, I wonder if they're on eBay yet.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are because it was an exclusive. I'm pretty sure they're on eBay. Looks all cute. Right.
Is there anything else that you would like to share about this movie? Other than to watch it?
I'll watch it. And if it ever gets released into the theaters, because sometimes they do that, right? Go see it in the theater because it's brilliantly animated. And not like in a Monsters, Inc. way where you can see each hair on on Sully, that kind of thing. It's just brilliantly drawn. I love it. It's a shame it's not on the big screen right now. But if it ever does do that, go to the theater and watch it and support this type of movie. Because I think they don't make enough of these type.
Yes. And, you know, with the popularity of Encanto after it was released on Disney Plus, you know, with all the social media, they did re-release it in theater. So, you know, if there's enough, hopefully there's enough social media buzz about this that maybe they can release it shortly.
That would be nice. One thing that happened for the promotion tour up here in Canada was they had a big gigantic statue of the giant panda, over the red panda, not giant panda, of Mei Lin as the panda, and they carted it all over Canada where you can get pictures taken with it. So you see it at the base of the CN Tower and in other parts of Toronto, and I think today it was in Calgary. So it's making its way across Canada right now. I assume it's not the same statue, but maybe it is. I don't know. But I can't wait to see this panda, red panda, in the parks for the meet and greets when they start up again.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. So furry and soft. Yeah. Go see it. Two thumbs up, or pandas have thumbs.
Awesome. Well, Christine, thank you very much for joining us. And as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah. Anytime. It's great. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So, listeners, as soon as you get a chance, go to Disney Plus and watch this movie, and, you know, go on Twitter, Facebook, or whatever, and, you know, tell Disney that you want to see it in the theaters so they'll release
it. Yes.
All right. And anybody listening can follow up on the Monorail Tales group page where Christine's going to be sharing the video of the Q&A with the directors and the actors.